Books on Tape presents The Tenth Gift by Jane Johnson, read by Susan Durden and John Lee. To the Right Honourable Lords of His Majesty's Most Honourable Privy Council, haste, haste, post-haste, Plymouth, the 18th of April, 8 in the eve, Thomas Seeley, Mayor. May it please your honours to be advertised that this day I have heard of certain Turks, Moors, and Dutchmen of Sally and Barbary, which lie on our coasts, spoiling divers, such as they are able to master, as by the examination of one William Knight may appear, whose report I am induced the rather to believe, because two fisher boats mentioned in his examination were very lately found floating on the seas, having neither man nor tackle in them. I am also credibly informed that there are some 30 sail of ships at Sally now preparing to come for the coasts of England in the beginning of the summer, and if there be not speedy course taken to prevent it, they would do much mischief. Hereof I thought it my duty to inform, your honours, and so I rest, your honours in all duty bounden, Thomas Seeley, Mayor, Plymouth, the 18th day of April, 1625.
Chapter 1. There are only two or three human stories, and they go on repeating themselves as fiercely as if they have never happened before, like larks that have been singing the same five notes for thousands of years. I had scribbled this down in a notebook, after reading it in a novel the night before I was due to meet Michael, and was looking forward to slipping it into our conversation at dinner, despite knowing his likely reaction, negative, dismissive. He was always sceptical about anything that could even vaguely be termed romantic.